It's Bill Left, Wendy Snyder, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. Bill, when we were in high school, I was one of the kids who looked forward to gym class every day.
Yeah, sure.
I was a bit of a jock. I loved to play. I was very good at kickball.
Yeah.
I liked kickball a lot. And now I notice that gym class has changed quite a bit. I have a junior high and a high schooler. They have to wear heart monitors. They're taken seriously because kids don't go out and play anymore. So gym class is very important.
Sure.
So we have a couple of PE teachers, Roberto and Luis Hernandez. You guys from Cicero?
Yes, we are.
And is that true about PE, where it's very important nowadays to keep kids moving and grooving?
The lack of movement has been really tough. You know, we actually noticed that kids are playing more video games. The technology is awesome. Obviously, they are attracted to staying inside more often now. And so we try to incorporate movement in our gym classes. And so we start off with some type of running and then some type of cardio-based lifting. And then the last 15 minutes, they get to play basketball, hockey, whatever sport they were doing.
Yeah, something that they enjoy. You know, we're battling a horrible war on indoor games now. You know, anything from cell phones to PlayStations to Xbox.
Absolutely.
You know, computers. You know, who wants to go outside on a beautiful day where you could stay inside?
But now you guys were both PE teachers, but you had a little extra weight, didn't you?
We did. Yes. You know, my brother and I, we've always loved sports, but we always love to eat.
Which is a lot of people.
You know, that's our problem. We, you know, ever since we were little kids, you know, my mom has a story about when we were little kids that we'll get back from school and we'll eat. My older brother will get back from school and we'll eat. My oldest brother get back and we'll eat again, and then we'll wait for them to eat. And, you know, we used to eat a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But the good news is both of you did something about this. You were contestants, and one of you won on The Biggest Loser on NBC, where the two of you lost a combined poundage, 299 pounds? Is that right?
Isn't
Am I getting
that
it right?
Amazing? Yeah.
299 pounds between the two of you.
You know, let me correct you. We both won, by the way.
Oh, did you both?
He won the big prize. I won the at-home prize. So I don't like cutting myself short.
Yeah, this is Berto Lewis. Won, but you won as well.
I don't
well.
Like cutting myself short.
That's so, yeah. All right.
If you notice all our fan page pictures we take, I put the one up and Lewis puts the two.
Yes. But now, did that inspire you that you have these kids that you're saying it's important to, you know, be physically active? And didn't that kind of inspire you to get on Biggest Loser?
We would stand in front of our classroom and tell the kids, don't drink pop. Don't go and get cheeseburgers. Make sure, you know, you eat a salad before you eat in the main course. And we would go home and we'd drink two or three pops and have two or three cheeseburgers throughout the day. And we didn't take care of ourselves. And, you know, in a way, we say we felt like hypocrites up there, standing in front of the classroom, telling the kids what to do. And our biggest thing was, don't do as I do as I say.
Yeah.
And so the kids will always say, well, Coach Hernandez, you are a big guy, you know. And so why should we listen to you? And my thing would be like, well, you don't want to look like this. And so the kids will kind of still kind of be like, oh, I know what you're saying. You know, don't do what you're doing, you know, because I'm young.
Yeah.
And obviously at a young age, these metabolisms are going so fast.
Oh, wait till you hit 40, kids. Yeah. Just wait.
Yeah. And so, I mean, they don't really realize that until you start explaining it detail by detail. I'm like, for me, I was always big. I was, you know.
Your whole life. From the time you were a little kid, Berto. Yeah, both of you were big.
We were both born big kids.
Yeah.
You know, babies. We were, I think I was 9. He was 11 pounds.
Yeah.
So we were big babies. So our poor mother suffered.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we have this little thing that we always say, like, so when did you guys start getting heavy? They used to ask us if we were the Biggest Loser. When did you guys start getting bigger? And my response was always like, as soon as I got introduced to food. I blew up.
Food is great, and that's what's hard. You know, you have to eat every day, and so portion control is very important.
Very
I could be
important.
A nutritionist if I could only practice what I preach. I'd be looking great. But so that inspired you to get in shape and not be a hypocrite. But what? All of a sudden, the light bulb went off and said, "I'm going to do this. I'm finally going to do this."
You know what? We're both very good competitors, and we faced a lot of great competitors over at the Biggest Loser. You know, the Comets were a family that they were there to win it from the beginning. And, you know,
to change their lives as well.
Their lives. And they inspired us as well. But we were there. We just didn't want anybody to beat us. And so you put us in a
good
situation.
Inspiration.
Yeah, you put us in a situation where you are competing against other people, and you want to beat everybody. So, you know, Dovet said something at the finale that he's like, "Who would have thought the Twins were going to sweep?" He's like, "Wait a minute, let me rephrase that." He's like, "We always thought the Twins were going to win because from day one, I mean, I yelled at our black team on day one. I'm like, get your butts off. We got to win this thing. We ended up winning by 24 pounds that week. Yeah. And not because I was yelling at them, but because I think that Lewis and I were pushing everybody in, that was on our team. And
we've always been competitors, you know, since day one. You know, my brother and I have always competed against it. We've always loved sports.
Sure.
I mean, in high school, we played 4 years of high school football. We wrestled in high school. We played college ball. So we've always been that athlete, you know. Yeah. But the only problem with us is that portion control. We love to eat.
Yeah. Plus, you know, you have a beautiful mother like the one that we have, and
she's a good cook, isn't she?
And my dad too. You know, my dad was a cook in his younger days, so he knows how to cook. He knows how to do the sloppy stuff. You know, so it's you never know. When we were kids, you would walk into the kitchen, you'd be like, "Dad, what the hell is that?" And you start eating, and you'd be like, "Oh my god, this is the best thing." He invented barbecue spaghetti.
Barbecued spaghetti.
Oh, barbecue, because yeah. He did. Because we told him, "Daddy, we want spaghetti today." So what did he do? He's like, "All right." So he did everything the pasta, the meat, and then he didn't have sauce. So he saw in the fridge there was barbecue and ketchup. So he added it, and we got home. You should have seen the fit that we put.
I bet.
And we were like, "This is not
spaghetti."
And so he's like, "Well, that's all we have.
That's all
we
got."
And so next thing we know, we're sucking our fingers because it was delicious.
Is that good?
Don't mock it till you try it. Right. It was amazing.
Barbecue spaghetti.
Let me ask you about this moment on Biggest Loser. I've seen the show sporadically. I see it every once in a while. So from time to time, or maybe they do this every episode, I don't know, they take people who are bigger and you're up on national television with almost no clothes on. They make you take your shirt off and you stand up there. Is that humiliating to know an entire country is looking at you and you're not in your best shape?
You know, there you put yourself up there, you know, and you got yourself to that position, you know. So, yeah, it is. You go up there and you're like, oh, my God, every role in your body, everybody is watching TV is going to see it.
Yeah.
So you think to yourself, you know, why am I here? You know, I use that as motivation. Like every week I want to look better. Every week I want to look better. So, yeah, I use that as motivation. And it is scary.
Sure.
You go up there.
Very intimidating.
You go up there and the whole world is watching you. So it was difficult, but, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. You know? So that's
and
the way
you're not
I
the only
it.
Person in America no. looking like that either.
Well, you know what? I always felt
not.
Bad.
About 60% of Americans. 60% is, I think it's even gone up to 65% of all Americans are considered overweight. You know? So this country is going through something. And we have to kind of turn the knob and go the other direction. So, yeah.
You know, when we were up there, we weren't the only ones. I always felt really bad for the ladies because ladies tend to be more seclusive, more, you know, more hesitant.
And a heavier guy is more acceptable than a heavier woman.
By far.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. The girls have a lot.
So the ladies will go up there and you'll be like, I feel really bad for them because, you know, they're not used to doing something like that. You know, guys walk around the locker room and, you know, walking around with your shirt off, whatever. And girls don't do that. I mean, they tend to try to be more seclusive, be a little more private. And so I felt bad for the ladies. And yes, but you go up there. But you know what? Like Louis said, you put yourself in that situation. It's time to get out. You know, and America needed to see that. I honestly do believe that God put us on this path for a reason. And so that's why you would always see me crossing myself and praying to the Virgin Mary and saying my prayers because I knew that, yes, I'm there to lose weight, but I also felt that there was some other reason I was there. And that's, you should be surprised. You guys will be surprised how many people have emailed us and reached out to us. We heard from some guy from South Africa the other day, and he's like, "You guys are inspiring me to get off the couch."
Yeah.
South Africa. I'm like,
what's better than that? Good.
The Philippines?
The Philippines, it's Malaysia.
It's been great.
Australia, and then the
just all over the globe. And then at the bottom, does it say, by the way, could you give me that spaghetti, that barbecued spaghetti recipe? I would love to try that. Stay where you are. We've got more with Roberto and Luis Hernandez, the winners from NBC's The Biggest Loser. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, they're brothers, they're twin brothers, they're from Cicero, they're phys ed teachers, and they are winners on NBC's The Biggest Loser. We have Roberto and Luis Hernandez in the studio. Roberto, you lost 160 pounds? You did. And your brother, Lewis, 139 pounds.
Yes, ma'am.
That is just unbelievable. How did this affect your family? Was your family, I know you guys went away to do The Biggest Loser, but is anyone in your family heavy? Did you guys all not eat well? How did this work?
You know, we, like every other family, there are people that are fit regardless of what, you know, they eat or anything. Then there are people that they eat a salad and they gain 10 pounds. So, yeah, we know our family's up and down. We have some people that are overweight in our family. There are some people that they are in great fit, you know. And it's hard. It's hard, especially these days and they where stress takes over a lot of stuff. And a lot of people stress eat. And I was one of those people, you know. Get home and all I want to do is kind of relax and eat and be happy.
And that's true, too. You know, you go to work all day, and the last thing you want to do is get home and cook a whole meal. And then, so what's
fast
it easy?
Fast food makes it easy, unfortunately.
Order a pizza, you know, stop at a fast food joint and get something really quick. And I mean, that's what it was, especially when you have little ones, like the one I have here. And he, say hi, Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
Are you proud of your dad for what he's done?
Yeah.
How could you not be? Do you guys notice a difference in the way society perceives you? Just walking around, do people treat you differently when you're thinner and more in better shape than
you,
the
you
old
know
way?
What? I would always try to put on my pants and, you know, I have to suck it in. And, you know, I was size 46 going on to a 48 and pretty soon now to a 50. And so I put on my pants, and every time I was out at a store trying new pants, you know, you get the eyes, you're like, damn, look at that guy's pretty big.
Right.
And so, yeah, you know, I tend to have my wife, like, go get me those pants instead of me going over there, because it was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was scary. You know, society does look at you differently, and it sucks, you know. It's hard. It's one of those things that you don't want to be there, but at the same time, you're stuck in this little box that you're trying to get yourself out.
It could be a disease as well, you know. You know? You're so stuck in eating bad that it's kind of hard to get out.
Even now, I'm scared. You know, I've lost 139 pounds, and every day I wake up and I struggle with eating. You know,
it's losing easier than maintaining?
Oh, it's by far. Yeah. By far, because, you know, especially us, we were in a competition. You know, we were in it to win it, you know, and it's hard. But once it ends, then, you know, we were faced with what now?
Temptation.
You know, temptation. Now we could eat whatever we want. We don't have to worry about the Biggest Loser. So I wake up every morning and I'm scared.
Struggle.
My wife, which I love to death. I love you and thank you for being there and having my corner.
What's her name?
Lubina Perez Hernandez. You know, my two little boys, Arturito and Benny. I call them A and B. they were my motivating factor, and they are my motivating factor now. And if it wasn't for her, every morning she wakes up, she already has my breakfast ready for me. And, you know, and I thank her because it's hard. It's not easy.
Of course.
It's not
for
easy.
Me, you know, it was seeing him.
Jacob.
And if you guys remember seeing Jacob, yes. Yeah. Seeing him seeing me in the first episode when I broke down. And I'm not a person that cries really easy. I guess it broke me down on the Biggest Loser because I did tear up a lot. And, and seeing him play by himself, that's the one thing that broke my heart. You know, my wife would tell me, get up and go play with Jacob. You know, go take him for a jog, go for a walk, take him to the park. And I wouldn't. I would just be stuck on that couch, and I hated myself for it. I really did. And like Lewis said, our motivating factor was my little boy Jacob, my older boy Angel, and then I got Emilio, and then my beautiful wife, Rosie, which, you know, without her, like Lewis said, you know, she was my stone to lean on. You know, she would cook. She would prep my meals from Sunday all the way to the next Sunday.
And it's prep work, isn't it?
Oh, it's very not important.
Like if you're not prepared, that's when you're going to make poor choices.
Oh, yeah, it's very important. And the girls, our wives, Lubina and Rosie, they lost weight themselves. You know, they got on the horse and they started losing weight themselves, you know, just by mere fact that we don't have that junk food anymore. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Accountability. They held us to what we said we were going to do. And you know, with God on our side, we are going to continue this road, and we want to help as many people out there as possible.
So with your own kids, are you, because of what you guys have experienced, are you a lot more mindful about their diets and making sure that they get plenty of exercise? You must
Jacob,
be, right?
Jacob gave up drinking pop and eating fries.
Oh, excellent.
And he loves water now. And he'll tell you right now, he's like, right, Jacob?
Yeah.
He's like, he'd rather have a glass of water than you know, some pop or something, and rather have... You know, on the show, he said he was eating broccoli, and he does. He actually eats broccoli, eats a little bit of lettuce, and then he enters into his, you know, favorite foods, but at least he's not going to eat the whole thing now.
Right. Don't get us wrong. I mean,
you still have fries. Yeah, you still have
don't
things.
Don't get us wrong.
You have taste, though, instead of every day.
Yeah, we're not these health freaks. We're like, oh, no, you know, and nothing wrong against those people. But,
right.
You know,
it's not you.
This is not me. I'm going to have a cheat day. I had my cheat date on Saturday. I'm not going to lie to you.
What'd you have?
I had pizza from Paisans. A little shout out for Paisans. I had pizza. You know, I had to.
Did you have a salad first? Did you have less than you would have before?
You know what? I noticed that I didn't have my salad before, but I did notice instead of eating 8 slices, I had 4 slices.
Oh, that's better.
So, and I was full and I was happy and I was content. So I know the difference, you know, but yeah. I did have my temptation filled. You know, and then what I did in the morning was I got up extra early in the morning and I went cycling at full cycle in Chicago on Clybourne and I got my butt working out.
Good.
So I could burn those calories. So I could enjoy that pizza.
Good.
You know,
I have a question for you. You guys both look fantastic.
Thank you.
It was a very tough struggle and an emotional struggle. When you are now in shape and you see people that aren't and someone's saying to them, oh, put the cheeseburger down, does that help or hurt?
You know, it doesn't. You know, you want to give them support. You want to tell them, okay, if you want to have a cheeseburger, let's go have a cheeseburger. But you know what? We got to work out. If you want to have that cheeseburger, like Louis said, he got up early and he did the exercising and then he was able to cheat.
Yeah.
Now he's only eating the calories he burned.
Right.
Instead of eating calories on top of calories. You know, you want to make sure you burn the calories that you're eating. And if you're not doing that, that's when it becomes fat.
It's accountability. You know, and I get it. We were heavy, you know, and we built it. Once you lose weight, well, it's not that easy.
But people think it is. Oh,
people
you're just lazy,
to, oh, yeah.
You know.
And, you know, we have to be accountable to ourselves. People that are overweight, they keep saying, oh, tomorrow. I mean, we used to call ourselves our Monday twins because we always started. I tell you, we used to always start on Monday.
Always,
you know. And then Monday came and we never started, you know.
Yeah.
But you take that first step and you have to say, okay, today I'm going to be accountable for what I'm going to be eating. You know, you have to take accountable.
Yeah.
Nobody else. Who cares what everybody else is saying? And if it's one salad a day and then you cheat the other days, that's day one. The next day you can eat 2 salads or whatever the case is. But, you know, accountability
is holding yourself to it.
A very quick question. Is this Lucia?
Yes, it is.
We have 30 seconds here. So ask your question and go ahead.
Okay. Fan of the show. Congratulations to Louis and Roberto.
Thank you.
I've always wondered, what do you do with the extra skin? I know, you know, do you have surgery? Does the show help you pay for the surgery?
You know what? We were told that if we were to keep the weight off, we can go back in California in a year later.
And Dr. Zanga will
make the assessment if we have to have it or not. Luckily, Louis and I don't have that much loose skin.
You don't.
And is that because of diet and exercise?
Diet
alone will leave more of the loose skin.
Dr. Zanga said that just because we were athletes beforehand,
yeah.
You know, we had a lot of muscle, and which, you know, it kind of helps at the end. So we don't have a lot of loose skin, but the rest of the contestants, whoever had, I don't know who does, they could go back to Dr. Zanga in a year. And show him that they kept the weight off, and then he'll assess that.
Oh, good, good.
Lucia, you sound like you've lost weight.
Well, no, not really. I think I'm doing okay, but I am a fan of the show, and both Louis and Roberto are very inspirational for people who do need to lose
Lucia,
weight.
You can do it. Just one step at a time. You can do it, baby. Just make sure that you hold yourself accountable and look me up on Facebook, Roberto Hernandez 77, and send me a message, and I can give you some tips if you guys need anything. Instagram, I'm Roberto Hernandez 17, and Twitter, Roberto Hernandez 17, Berto, or Berto 7977.
We'll put a link up on our Facebook page at Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, because, Louis, I'm sure you have websites or Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, it's easy to find me.
Just Google them. Do you have any parting words to inspire someone out there?
Keep going, guys. I mean, hashtag... Get off the couch, America. Hashtag, you know, get strong, be strong, stay strong. Definitely, I know that a lot of you guys, I was sitting where you guys were at a year ago. Actually, I was 360 pounds this time last year, so I lost a little bit of weight before going to the Biggest Loser. So get up and do it, guys. It just takes one step. And by natural will and everything, your other foot's going to follow.
Okay. And anything to add to that, Louis?
Guys, stay strong, guys. Love Chicago. Love you guys. Stay strong. You see us on the street, be sure to say hi. And remember, if you're not moving, you ain't losing.
Continued success to both of you, Roberto and Luis Hernandez. Both winners on The Biggest Loser, although Roberto, a bigger winner.
Yes.
Slightly bigger. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for
success. Quick break. More news and show coming your way next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Thanks, Jacob.